This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Aaron Tippin belting out the
land with countless dreams.
Red, white, and blue for us on What's on Your Mind.
Ain't out of reach.
It was just at that Indy Country Fest. So my buddy DJ Coulter was there, one of the sponsors from American Family Insurance. Out there having a grand time. And Aaron Tippin, of course, along with us, lots of other country legends. That's kind of cool. Fun. We love Aaron Tippin getting us rolling every hour on What's on Your Mind. Bidenomics and our focus next on the program. And our friend Grover Norquist is here from the American for Tax Reform Group. Does some good work. Joe Biden is proud of his Bidenomics. He's even named it Bidenomics. Grover, there doesn't seem to be much to be proud of here, is there?
Well, sometimes the best he can do, I mean, what would you have him do? I'm sorry. Everybody in America is poorer than they were when I took office because I spent trillions of dollars that were wasted, and that caused inflation. And since he was president, the wages of the American people have increased less rapidly than inflation, which means every dollar that in your pocket is worth less, every dollar in your bank account is worth less, and your paycheck is worth less. The average American is losing income, is poorer than when Biden was president, became president. And what he's trying to argue is, well, it used to be 8%, now it's 5% inflation, so it's getting better. No, no. It's getting worse more slowly than before. It is still getting worse.
It's a good way to say it, getting worse, but just slowed down a little bit, going in the wrong direction still.
Yes, yes. If you're driving in the wrong direction and you're going not 70 but 50, you're still going in the wrong direction. Your paycheck is smaller than it was last week. It is smaller than it was last year. It is smaller than it was on the day that Joe Biden became president and started mucking around with things.
What is the root cause of it?
Well, inflation is caused when the government prints too much money and the world figures it out and won't take a dollar to buy a dollar's worth of stuff anymore because the new dollar is, their dollars are made less valuable, the fact that you printed so many of them. You know, if they found a whole bunch more gold all of a sudden, the value of gold would go down because it isn't as rare. And one of the reasons why people like cryptocurrency is that you can't inflate it because it's fixed how much there's going to be. They don't have political pressure, so we'll print some more. The whole point is we promise we won't be making extras. On this, the value will be stable, and it's something safe to invest in. That's usually how people view gold and silver, and that's generally the case. But with dollar bills, if you print more of them, they're worth less. And to pay for all of those spending sprees that we had both during COVID, when we told everybody you should stay home and they'll send you a check anyway, or at least a lot of people were told that, trillions of dollars were spent to no advantage. And then Biden comes in and goes, well, we have the crisis, COVID, which was in the rearview mirror by the time he showed up. We were supposed to be coming out of it, He just kept throwing money out the door, which did, among other things, people who were going to come back to work said, why am I going back to work? They're paying me not to. I'll stay home. And so it slowed down the recovery. We should have been creating millions of jobs years ago. And it's only now kicking in that, you know, COVID's over. We still spend too much money on welfare, which keeps people out of the labor market.
Back to inflation for a moment. You hear sometimes from folks on the left that they acknowledge that there's inflation. They have to. It's real. Numbers prove that out. But they say it's happening everywhere. It's an international problem. It's not just a U.S. problem. So you can't put it on Biden and too much spending. Has there been spending worldwide that has increased? Is it happening in the same? Is this a fallout from COVID still? Or what do you say to that argument?
Well, a couple of things. One is a lot of the world is back. It makes their decisions in dollars when they buy and sell oil between two countries. The dollar amount. So because the dollar is the worldwide currency. So our efforts, a lot of people hold their wealth in dollars in American stocks and bonds and so on. And when we inflate the currency, the value of their property goes down as well. The value of dollars that they hold in banks goes down. So it affects people there. But with this whole effort to raise the cost of energy, which is what the left's, the Democrats' answer to global warming is to raise the cost of energy so people will use less. That means it costs more to make steel. It costs more to make a car. It costs more to make a vacuum cleaner, anything. There's energy in everything. The difference between, the United States now and the Middle Ages was the development of capitalism, and through capitalism and free trade, the development of new energy sources. So everything used to be everything was human muscle. Okay. Slavery was all over the world, and they were moving slaves from one part of, Britain and Norway to other places because capturing people was the only way to increase output. And then when you invent, power, then you didn't need to go grab people and march them halfway across Europe to have them come work for you. Rome got rich. What did they do? They captured slaves, brought them in to work. But if you have natural gas and oil and nuclear power, all of these things, you can have machines that do much more than people can do. And, how many people would it take to carry you across the Atlantic Ocean? It's a lot cheaper to go when you fly with gasoline to get across the place. And the left is trying to make all energy more expensive. That makes everything more expensive because energy is in all modern products.
Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform with us for a couple more minutes here. Grover, I also want to ask you a little bit about the fix. Obviously, the best way to turn this ship around is remove Biden, but replace him with who? What do you see out there in the way of proposals, ideas? Which presidential candidate has got the best economic agenda out there right now?
Well, I would look at the states. I mean, there are 50 states, and some of them are doing things well. North Carolina has been phasing their income tax down to zero for 12 years now. They have strong economic growth. They get more money in every year as the income tax rate goes down, and they take the rate down. They get more money, and they keep reducing taxes. North Dakota took a step towards getting to a single rate and heading towards zero. Unfortunately, you guys ended up with two rates, and you really need to get to one rate. Massachusetts, for crying out loud, has one rate. You think North Carolina could do this? Two rates is built on the idea of envy. One rate says we treat everybody the same. But a single rate tax, which 19 states have a single rate tax, 7 of them it's zero, 12 of them it's some number other than zero. But the advantage of a single rate tax is it's very difficult to increase. When they try and increase the tax in Pennsylvania, it's a single rate tax. They're having a hard time getting it up higher. The Democrats want to. In Illinois, they would like to raise taxes, but it's under 5%. They're single rate tax, and they have to raise everybody's taxes at once. And they put on the ballot, let's go to a graduated tax. And Illinois, very left-wing Democrat Illinois, said, no, don't do that. You'll mug us one at a time. We want to have one rate so we're all treated the same by government, safer for all of us. So getting to a single rate tax. Iowa's taken the step on route. Nebraska is. Arizona is. Our friends in Georgia are moving to a single rate tax and then down to zero. Our friends in Mississippi gone to a single rate tax. They're committed to go to zero. Kentucky and West Virginia have voted to single rate tax and then down to zero. New Hampshire will be at zero in 2 years. We're really moving there. And at the federal level, we need to move to a single rate tax and keep taking it down and using economic growth to get the rates down. When we had lower rates under Reagan, we had stronger periods of growth. When we did take the business tax, the corporate rate, down to 21% under Trump, which brought us below China. We used to be higher than China's taxes. Biden wants to take our corporate income tax higher than China's, our capital gains tax higher than China's, twice as high, more than twice as high as China's. And then they wonder why they can't compete. Why do businesses hesitate to invest when Biden says, I'm going to start taking more of your money than communist China would?
Oh, so true. Always appreciate your good work and awakening us. Thank you, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform on What's on Your Mind.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The hour, the one, the only Mark Wagner will be here. ND Estate Services. That's right. He's coming today, folks. Mark Wagner, Andy Estate Services, tell you about how
they can't buy a job.
You can have a little peace of mind. At a challenging time, if you have an estate, and he can help with those trusts. Mark will be here coming up in just a couple of minutes. One other note I wanted to mention, we have some more details. I mentioned this yesterday, but sadly we lost our dear friend Jim Prather, who was the host of Talk of the Town on KTGO in Tioga, as well as the general manager of our Flag Family Media operation in the Bakken, in a battle with cancer that he fought valiantly and just with unbelievable amounts of optimism. He really was pretty incredible. There are services on Thursday for him, visitation at the Fulkerson Stevenson Funeral Home from 2 until 5:30 on Thursday. They're doing something unique on Thursday at the Tioga Theater. They're having a little family and friends celebration of Jim's life, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Tioga Theater. We'll have a few clips from Jim's acting career and radio show, and time to share stories about Jim's life. So that's Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Then the funeral is Friday, 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Tioga. All right? For our dear friend, Jim Prather. If you know Jim, please take one of those in. Honor him in that manner, if you would. Never known anybody to be going through so much adversity on the health front and yet have such incredible joy and enthusiasm and energy and encourager. Really incredible story.
So incredible, Scott, that even the times I talked to him when he was really struggling, he was still upbeat and happy and Jim, and we're really going to miss him.
Yeah, he's a dandy. He is a dandy, no doubt about it. What else was I going to tell you about Jim? I think I can trace back that attitude I just described to his faith. He had a strong faith in God. He was a follower of Jesus. He loved Jesus. And you never know when you're going to get a diagnosis like that or hit by a truck or whatever it might be. And to have that grounding that no matter what comes, it's a good reminder for all of us. Strengthen that relationship, because there'll come a time when you can use it, that's for sure. A listener texted me a story, or a link, I guess, to a post by Governor Burgum. There is a story about it as well in the media, but it's gaining a little bit of attention in the presidential race. Governor Doug Burgum is offering donors to his campaign. If you donate $1, you receive a $20 gift card. Governor says Americans across the country are hurting due to Bidenflation. That's why we're giving out Biden economic relief gift cards to 50,000 people until we can get in the office and fix this crazy economy for everyone. Donate a dollar and receive a $20 gift card. What do you think of that? That's bold. Of course, the governor needs 40,000 individual donors in order to get on the debate stage. And the first debate is next month on Fox News Channel. The rules are you have to have 40,000 individual donors. There's other rules. You got to have 1% on the polls and at least $200 from like 20 different states. They got all kinds of hoops to have you jump through. So it's creative, But do the math on that. 50,000 times 20. Woo! She's spending the money. Unbelievable. Good idea, bad idea? What do you think? You tell me. Some more text here from our fine listeners. Kevin and Kelly, that you gave a shout out to earlier for their 30th anniversary, were actually Kevin Flynn and his wife Kelly. That Kevin and Kelly, okay. 30th anniversary today, and we wish them a happy anniversary. That sounds wonderful. Texture says, this goes back to a topic we started the hour on, actually. I know it's the law, but bikes really have no business on the street. My one-ton truck and trailer is about 25,000 pounds coming down the road. Fault or not, if I hit you, you're dead. Unnecessary. Bikes should not be on the streets. Another listener. Now that North Dakota passed a mandatory seatbelt law, and highway patrol and police will be picking people up for not wearing their seatbelts, they should also enforce the laws of motorcycles and enforce the helmet law. Let's see them pick them up now. Only thing I would take exception with there is I think law enforcement has made it pretty clear they don't have the resources, the time, or the intention to set up seatbelt checkpoints or to watch specifically for motorists that don't have a seatbelt on. It's more a case of if you pull you over, you don't have your seatbelt on, you're going to get a fine. The law changed this last legislative session for one very important reason. That a primary seatbelt law, everywhere it's been tried, has reduced the amount of people driving without a seatbelt. So, pretty cool. Another texter on DeSantis and what's happening in Florida. Scott, DeSantis is becoming hated in Florida as he delayed for months announcing for president until the Florida legislature passed the law that he can run for president without resigning as governor. He then transferred $80 million from his governor reelection fund to his presidential fund. Now he trails Trump big time in Florida. By the way, it is big time, like 20 points. I predict this may give the governorship to the Democrats next time around and turning the state Democrat forever. Didn't see that coming, did we? Says Chad. And I hope you're wrong. Ron DeSantis is a good governor down there, no doubt about it. That should pave the way for other Republican governors, no matter what his future holds. Good stuff. Thank you for the comments. Mark Wagner, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code SCOTT. Remember, that's an important part of this deal, promo code SCOTT, to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. 11 million people in New England remain under flood watches Tuesday after a summer's worth of rain fell in parts of the Northeast.
We're seeing states of emergency having been declared in parts of a number of states, including New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, where we saw unrelenting rain play out overnight.
That's NBC News Emily Ikeda. Meanwhile, another 42 million Americans are under heat warnings this week. The extreme temperatures hitting states like California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. President Biden will meet Ukrainian President Zelensky at the NATO summit to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine. Ending the war is a priority for NATO leaders. Zelensky expressed frustration on Twitter, stating there seems to be no readiness to invite Ukraine to NATO. It's July 11th, also known as Free 7-Eleven Slurpee Day. To celebrate the convenience store chain's 96th birthday, anyone who stops by can get a free small Slurpee. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On a ball on the beach, in the water, in the sand, in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Breaking glass, breaking glass, when we're rolling down the street, heads turning all day when they see you with me.
Brought to you by PetroServe USA. This is the part of the program where I make you hungry. That's right. Make you hungry today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. In Harwood, there's Swedish meatballs today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or cabbage rolls. 12th Avenue, 929, chicken bacon ranch pasta. NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs. Lasagna at the PetroServe USA in Glendon. And shepherd's pie on 45th Street. How's that for home cooking? Grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. 27 before the top of the hour. One of our more popular guests is back with us in the studio. Every time Mark is on, we get calls after saying, "What? I need that number. I need that guy. I need that guy. I need a trust."
Amen.
Mark
Amen.
Wagner from ND Estate Services is here with us today on the program.
Amen.
How are you?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Doing very well. You're looking wonderful today. I noticed that right away, and I seen you. You have that nice white and blue shirt on. You just look very summerish. And
well, thank you.
Now, is that Maria that's doing that for you, or are you picking that out yourself?
Well, I'm sure she picked this shirt out.
Hallelujah.
I decided to wear it today.
You know,
yeah.
What would we do without our spouses? God.
No kidding.
Praise the Lord. We need good women who love God and want to serve us, and we can serve them as well. And that's what it really is about, is serving each other, right? And I think one of the best ways that we can serve our family, amen, is making sure they don't have to go to probate when we die.
What is probate?
Probate is that legal process after you die, if you have a numbered account or deedable property in North Dakota, that by law, by state statute, if you die with a will, because wills by state statute are always probated at your death. In other words, they want to see if there's any creditors who owe you money. So first of all, the judge is going to have to authenticate the will. After the will has been authenticated, they're going to turn around and hand it to the probate attorneys. Then they're going to market it, they're going to advertise it, see if there's any creditors. And then what happens is, after they determine that there's no creditors, they open it up to contestation. And they say over 50% of all wills are contested. And so if somebody doesn't think they got a fair shake, if someone said, "Well, Dad said I could have that, how come I'm getting that?" We hear that all the time.
And you want to avoid this mess.
You know what? Then what typically happens is we need all the good lawyers and attorneys we have, legal professionals out there. But what typically happens is all the attorneys suck up all the assets in the estate, and That's how they make their money, really. And that can all be avoided, though.
Yeah, that's the good news we're here to talk about today. About
absolutely. And also, because a will, Scott, only goes into effect after you die, it doesn't help you when you're incapacitated. In such an event, your family would have to institute a legal guardianship in order to take over your financial affairs. And a guardianship is where your assets have to be court overseen and have to be reported, and then what anything is said in court is automatically what? 100% what? Public record. They're going to get you where it hurts the most.
This is probably the most...
That'll stay like that until you die. Every year they'll have to do that.
Knowing the work ethic and the character of most of the folks that live in this part of the world, that have assembled and built and toiled and tossed and turned to build wealth, the last thing they want is for that wealth to be sprayed all over the newspaper and be a public record. I mean, that's, of all the reasons you're talking about today, the idea to be able to have that be confidential and private in a trust is...
What people don't realize that a probate can... A lot of times you talk to somebody or an attorney, oh, it's just a simple probate. Well, what's a simple probate? Probates can start at a minimum of 4% of your estate. You know, it's just another paycheck for them. Hallelujah. That's what happens. You're looked at it, you're seen as a paycheck. So they would, oftentimes they will also even recommend a trust. I've seen this before several times in North Dakota where they say, oh, we'll set up a trust for you. And here it's a testamentary trust. And what that means is after the probate, there the attorney then is the trustee of the estate, and he'll set up a trust, but the trustee gets to collect all the fees. They get trustee fees. They get guardianship fees. They get everything. Then every time the kids want something, you got to go to an attorney, and under $500 an hour, it's just a slap right in the face, in my opinion. You're better off letting your kids, if they got a good head on their shoulders, Scott, let the kids be the successor trustee in a revocable living trust, because it'll do three things guaranteed. It will get, now this is only mean, this is only true if your trust is properly funded. In other words, if we do not put your assets in the trust, this will not happen. It will, guaranteed. But if your assets are funded into the trust, this is what will happen. It will completely and entirely avoid that probate.
And guardianship.
And guardianship. Probate. But in other words, because it avoids the probate, there's no public record of any of the assets, so it's all private for the family. Soon as death certificates are issued, number two, it'll be settled within 2 weeks. But because it's in a trust and it's private, there's also no contestation of assets because it's all private. You can sue the trust, but you won't get any assets from it. The only time that people would ever get that trust changed if there was some type of breach of fiduciary responsibility. In other words, one of the trustees was lining his pockets with it. Then all these rules go away. Then it would be subject to court oversight just to try to make sure the right thing is happening to the estate. But I've in all the 400 trusts we've done, I've only seen that happen once.
Talk about how much you save in taxes.
Oh, that is so important, son of a gun. Well, the nice thing about it, whether you inherit the land through a will or a revocable living trust, your trustees or the beneficiaries who are going to inherit that will inherit it at the stepped-up cost basis, so there won't be any capital gain tax, especially when it comes to farmland. We see that a lot, where then all of a sudden the beneficiaries are going to get that, and they're going to have a new cost basis. So that's going to save the family boatloads of money. But also, what I'm going to interject here, because I'm just thinking about the farming community right now, because that's how I grew up, is most of the time, farms are just sole proprietors, unless they're huge, and sometimes they're LLCs. But all that grain that they harvest, grain is considered personal property. So if you are a farmer out there and you sell your grain for like Integra or one of these co-ops, You need to put your trust certificate on file with the grain elevators. Otherwise, those checks will come in your personal name at your death. Then by law, because it's in your personal name, what will happen? It'll be probated, right? So we have to, when you allow us to help you, all these little I's that need to be dotted, all these little T's that need to be crossed, we do that. But the other thing that people don't realize too, Scott, that is so important, is that if you own policies that like life insurance that have cash in them, or a lot of people have annuities, I know a lot of people do, and those are kind of the staples of our community when we want to save and accumulate wealth. If you're incapacitated, if it's not done right, the nursing home would make you surrender those contracts. So instead of giving it to your family, you're giving it to a care facility, and that's something that we address and make sure that does not happen as well. There's a few things we can do there.
Maria and I have a trust that Marcus helped us put together, and I can attest to the fact that every detail is meticulously taken care of. So you make it so easy.
No, Scott, I just want to say I know you don't have a conflict of interest by saying that, and I know you and Maria were so sweet. She's such a wonderful lady. You've been so blessed. But it was really kind of fun. Matter of fact, we got your review coming up here next month or so. We'll have to get together and double check on things with you to make sure you're still happy with everything. Because the wonderful thing about the revocable trust is you guys can change your mind, right? You want to do this, you want to do that. Oh, we want to do this with our others. You guys can do whatever you want to do. And that's the beauty of it.
What probably the number one thing, if you said what is the best part of that process, I would tell you it's just the peace of mind of knowing you've dealt with it and that your kids aren't going to end up having to be messing around with probate or fighting over it or anything else.
You know, that's really what the crust is about, you know, giving it. You know, we often talk on this program, the reason why we love listening to it, it's really faith-based a lot of times. We have principles that are grounded in God's Word. Well, one of the things that God asks us to be is a wise steward, right? You know, wise steward of our resources. And the best thing you could do is to conserve what you have. Also the good book says, if at all possible for you, make your comments and make your actions peaceable to other men. Well, how is it peaceful when the kids have to go ahead and have to lawyer up to contest and to protect and all that other stuff? It's just not, you're not helping the family if they're at each other's throat. Then the only way they can communicate with each other is through the attorneys. And God forbid one of them would get a divorce and they lose half of their estate or their inheritance through a divorce. You see that a lot. If things are done right here, we'll protect all that. Guaranteed. And that's the beauty of what we do. And
it's avoiding probate. It's protecting from guardianship. It's saving taxes. I mean, hard to underestimate that factor, right alone, and achieving peace of mind. That's what they do ND State Services. We're going to take a little break here, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
Yeah, if anybody has a text they want to send to Scott, I'll try to address a little bit if I can, if there's time. So thank you.
I have a text here about Aretha Franklin and her handwritten will and how that's worked out for the family. So we'll ask you that when we come back. All right. Been kind of a tough deal for the Aretha Franklin family. Yeah, exactly. All right. Short break. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this timeout. Mark Wagner is with us from ND Estate Services. You can reach Mark, by the way, at 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908. The telephone number right to Mark if you want to find out more about ND Estate Services. This is What's on Your Mind. Final segment after this break.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You are there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar. You get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet.
Next thing you know, that's a good... good song for our discussion today.
Yeah,
life goes fast, that's for sure.
Life changes.
So, have you heard about this? Song doesn't want to say no.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to go. Have you heard this story about Aretha Franklin and a handwritten will and her children now fighting over the will? I thought of you when I heard about this story.
You know, I had a rancher out in western North Dakota over by Beach have a handwritten will. And he called into the show, and you referred him to me, but oftentimes, because it's handwritten, sometimes they can hold up, but oftentimes they don't, because we don't really know if that's his last will and testament. But either way, it would be probated at his death. So So it
if Aretha Franklin had had a revocable living trust, how would it have been different?
Peaceful private settlement. Her trustees would be giving all her. She had appointed successor trustees that after she died, they would come up and succeed her. Then the trustees would, their job is to give the beneficiaries the assets that they're each entitled to, that she wanted to give them, whether they be her kids or whether it be a charitable organization or wherever she wants to give them. But the problem of it is, just like in farmers, I want to note this. Aretha probably had land in multiple states in the United States. It probably had houses in the coast and Texas. If you guys are listening and you got land in Minnesota, like a lake property, and you also have property in North Dakota, you won't have one probate, Scott. They're going to have how many? They're going to have two. Every place.
And you want none.
You want zero. So every time you have land in different assets they need, or land in different states, they need a quit claim deed to the trust, and we'll make sure that happens as well.
So the revocable living trust is how you avoid probate.
It completely ironclad, as long as the assets are properly funded into the trust. It's not like going to avoid probate at your death, but you're going to prevent the courts from controlling your assets. And that way your family is going to have a peaceful private settlement guaranteed.
Peaceful private settlement. Think about that.
Yeah, amen.
Compared to probate where everything's public, right?
Totally. Absolutely, Scott.
Let me ask you about the deciding factors that determine a person's estate plan. What are they?
Well, that's a really good question, Scott. Honestly, the deciding factors aren't really necessarily what you think. Age, marital status, and even wealth, believe it or not, aren't a deciding factor of who's going to get a trust. I mean, they probably need one, but a deciding factor is, number one, if you own numbered accounts or if you have property that has deeds in it and you don't want to have the kids to go through this court oversight of assets, well, then that is a determining factor whether you should look at something that's going to prevent all that headache and hassle in the family. So 2.5 years later, they're still not trying to get the estate done. If I ever believe it or not, I think Aretha Franklin at least died over a year ago, didn't she? That's still in probate. That'll be in probate for the next probably 2, 3, 4, 5 years before that thing is settled. And
think of the pain there and how that rips the family apart. And
it's not good. It's totally not good. If you want to have peaceful private settlement with the families and the kids get along, the best way to do it is set up a trust. And what you do is you fund your assets into the trust. If you have assets and they are not funded into the trust, they are going to be subject to guardianship proceedings and also probate. So we need to get them funded into the trust, and that's what.
But you take care of that. You,
I take care of that. Yeah. I take, and that's all that non-legal administration. When you set up a trust, only 20% of trust is what the attorney does, but the other 80% that needs to be accomplished is that non-legal administrating, is meeting with you, making sure your assets are properly tied, and making sure you're completely happy. Without that element, that's why a lot of attorneys don't recommend a trust, because they don't have somebody to take care of all that non-legal administration. They'll send you out what they call a letter of instruction, and you're supposed to read that and figure out what to do. And typically what happens is you end up grabbing your phone for another $500 an hour. By the time you get done, they'll have $8,000 to $10,000 wrapped up in this and just in legal fees.
Meanwhile, you're doing that as part of the...
You're trying to figure it out, and you're all just, you know, you just need someone to, okay, this is what we need to do next, okay.
That's why you want Mark. You want Mark sitting across the table from you.
You know,
with a heart of gold, helping you put it all together.
I need to tip my hat to Scott. Since we got started here, we've had so many calls from Minnesota. I think people in Minnesota are just really looking to figure out how to protect and preserve and pass on assets. We actually started a Minnesota Estate Services as well, and because I've been getting calls from the cities and all over the place. And I just want to say thank you, Scott.
Power of radio. Power of Radio.
I really appreciate that and everything. So,
in addition to that, you're helping people.
Thank you for all the calls and the texts in there. We appreciate that, too. Happy, not only that, coming to see us. You get a nice organizer, and I'll explain with all the details and definitions so you can make a wise choice regarding your family's inheritance, how you want them to receive that.
NDEstateServices.com, or better yet, give them a call, 701-318-0908. Mark Wagner. ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908, and Minnesota Estate Services, too. God bless you, Mark. Thanks. See you tomorrow, folks.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.